To justify mass deportations, the Trump administration says they're deporting the, quote, worst of the worst. They've been blasting this messaging out on a near daily basis on X, formerly known as Twitter, since last March. NPR's Huo Jingnan is here to help us parse these claims. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you describe what these posts on X look like and why they stuck out to you?
So DHS, ICE, and now the White House have been highlighting a bunch of people they've detained during their immigration enforcement operations. In the last year, DHS and ICE have posted about over 2,000 people. And each post typically featured the person's name, nationality, and the criminal history, sometimes with emojis or labels like criminal, illegal, alien, and worst of the worst. And they always come with a photo.
You looked into these claims. Is it fair for the government to be labeling these detainees the worst of the worst?
It might be a stretch in a notable number of cases. So I worked with a team of researchers and archivists here at NPR to take a closer look at the criminal histories of 130 people that DHS and ICE said they took into custody in Minnesota. We were able to find matching names and criminal histories for most of them, but in a quarter of these cases, we found things like old convictions from 20 or 30 years ago, or minor offenses, or cases where people have been arrested or charged but not convicted. And for another quarter of these cases, we were unable to find public records backing up the criminal histories the government said they had. Just stepping back, though, according to ICE's own data, over 70% of the people being detained do not have any criminal records.
Have past administrations ever tried to do anything like this before in terms of this kind of messaging campaign?
I mean, this steady stream of highlighting individuals, the experts I talked to said they haven't seen anything quite like this. Leo Travis is an emeritus professor of anthropology at the University of California, Irvine, and he recalled how political campaign ads in past decades have presented images of Latinos without context.
Just by showing their image, showing brown people, particularly brown men, this is supposed to be scary.
He says that coupling the images with criminal histories just heightens the emotional response people might have. I'd also talked to Juliet Stumpf, a professor at Lewis and Clark Law School. She studies the intersection of immigration and criminal law, and she said the post highlighting individuals obscured the big picture truth of immigrants and crime.
If you look at research, immigrants actually tend to commit fewer crimes than even U.S. citizens do. And that's true of immigrants who have lawful status here and immigrants who don't.
So the campaign focusing on immigrant criminality, Stumpf says, distorts the reality about who immigrants actually are.
What does the administration have to say about these cases?
DHS Deputy Assistant Secretary Lauren Biss said in a statement that the fact that NPR is defending murderers and pedophiles is gross. She did not, however, dispute NPR's findings or provide documentation to back up cases where no matching criminal histories can be found.
That's NPR's Huo Jingnan. Thank you so much.
Thank you.